Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on kaya959.
So Gugu is going to be gone this week, but standing in her place will be Nzinga Kunta. Advocate Nzinga Kunta. I promised you I wouldn't embarrass her like that. But she got admitted to the High Court and I won. You know, I'm very proud of that. On another note, though, there's a lot going on in the country as a whole, business aside, right? And while all this is going on, the president is not in the country, and that's because he's in Brazil for the BRICS summit. Tell us about that.
A very good morning, Sizwe, your team, and our Kai959 listeners. Yeah, President Cyril Ramaphosa is at the BRICS summit that's taking place in Brazil this year. Their strategic partners, members of BRICS, are meeting in Rio de Janeiro to discuss how to ensure fair trade. And then policy around artificial intelligence and global health as well. You know, Donald Trump, U.S. president, does not like anything that he feels he's not involved in. So he's threatened very heavy tariffs on anyone who supports what he calls an anti-American gathering.
And I mean, when you speak about tariffs, we can actually speak about taxes, and SA finance minister has been talking about wealth tax, or let's call it apartheid tax. Where are we with that?
Yeah, so during budget and after budget, the EFF asked for reasons why the finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, has refused to implement a wealth tax. He's basically answered, they asked this last month. So he said that taxpayers with a taxable income over 1 million rand per annum make up only 6.7% of the personal income base, yet they contribute nearly 50% of the total personal income revenue. So people are being charged, and people who are wealthy are carrying quite a lot of the tax burden in South Africa. And he's saying we've got a very progressive tax system. So sees where people like you are safe for now, okay? No wealth tax. No drama. So let's quickly take a look at the markets in the last hour as well. Markets in Asia are weaker in early trade. Hong Kong's Hang Seng declining by 0.5%. Japan's Nikkei down 0.4%. And the mainland Shanghai Composite dropping 0.2%. In South Africa on Friday, the JSE was mixed at the closing bell. The All Share Index adding about 0.2%. Currencies in the last hour, the rand was trading at around 17.68 to the dollar, 24 rand and 8 cents to the pound sterling, and 20 rand and 81 cents to the euro. Bitcoin trading at $109,266 or 1,931,000 rand and 822. Finally, looking at commodities, gold's at $3,308 an ounce, platinum at $1,364 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $67.79.
Thank you very much, Nzinga Kunta, who will be bringing you Kaya Biz this week.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.